permits for excavating a tunnel at the Palmer Project face a challenge from conservation groups, and the Haynesboro Assembly decides to maintain the current management structure for the police chief. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Palmer Project near Haynes received some key permits from the state last month. The project is not a mine yet, but the Constantine Metal Resources Company hopes it will be one in the future. Conservation groups say the state hasn't collected enough information to issue the permits. They are appealing the decision. KHNS's Claire Strempel reports from Haynes.
Constantine Metal Resources cleared several major milestones towards developing a mine at the Palmer Project this year. Among them was getting all the necessary regulatory permits and approvals to expand their exploration operations next year. Conservation groups say Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation rubber-stamped the company's plans with inadequate data.
There are details of the permit itself that we think were really done poorly.
Gershon Cohen is the executive director of Alaska Clean Water Advocacy. He's among those asking that the permit be sent back to the agency.
The fact that they would go forward with this permit shows that the agencies are not there for us either, and really speaks to how important it is that we as a community do whatever we can to try to protect our way of life here, because nobody else is watching out for us.
Cohen's group, along with Southeast Alaska Conservation Council and others, say the state needs to do more research on everything from ground and surface water to local snowfall and avalanche risk. But that's not all.
We believe that they actually have given them the wrong permit.
Cohen says the agency should have required an Alaska Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit, which is required for wastewater that will flow into surface water, like rivers or streams. It's a tougher permit to get and requires federal approvals. Instead, the state issued a less stringent waste management permit. The group plans to appeal the agency's decision during an informal hearing. It's the first step in due process.
It's kind of our checks and balance system to make sure that we're doing things the way we're supposed to.
Alan Nakanishi is with the state's Wastewater Discharge Authorization Program. He and his team of engineers permitted the Palmer Project. He says that the permitting process for the Palmer Project is a little unusual because it's still in the exploration phase. Exploration projects don't usually generate much wastewater.
Ordinarily on an exploration project, once the drilling has been completed, they're able to reclaim the site and close it. And so there isn't a continuous discharge. In this situation, we have to address the continuous discharge, so we required the permit.
Continuous wastewater discharge is common for mine portals, which is actually what Constantine is permitted to build for exploration. So this exploration tunnel could be used as mining infrastructure if Constantine decides to mine. Nakanishi says that overall, the wastewater from the project will stay underground and doesn't pose a threat to surface waters. So the less stringent waste management permit should cover the exploration operations. But, he adds, there's a footnote to the permit that says if wastewater does indeed end up in rivers or streams, Constantine will have to shut that part down. The permit dispute could slow progress at the Palmer Project.
You know, we expect these things.
Constantine's Vice President of External and Community Affairs, Liz Cornejo, says the company has delayed the project because they anticipated dealing with permitting disputes.
It's certainly common in our industry and something that we work through.
The company hasn't been officially informed by the state that the permits are being contested because DEC has not yet decided whether to grant or deny the request for an informal review. But she says the company is prepared to work with the community and the agency. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Claire Strempel.
The Haynesboro Assembly has decided to maintain the current management structure for the police chief. Last month, the assembly moved to make the chief a borough officer, which would have made the position answer directly to the assembly rather than the borough manager. At a meeting last week, the assembly reconsidered the idea. Assemblyman Sean Mady was adamantly opposed.
I think that there's no point in having a manager if we're not going to let her manage anything. This is a managerial job, and it's the assembly's duty to agree or disagree. We have the final say. We don't do the micromanaging. Going through the day-to-day job of the assembly, of the police force is a horribly inefficient way of doing it.
Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel said that the proposal to make the police chief a borough officer indicates that the Assembly is dissatisfied with her management.
If the Assembly expects to engage in conversation with the department heads about how their departments should be run, or how they're to be funded, or how they're, what attitudes they're supposed to present, that's kind of what I do all day long as a manager.
The idea to make the police chief a borough officer originated with Assemblymember Heather Lendy. She said the goal was to improve communication between the department and elected officials. However, at the meeting last week, she decided against moving forward with the proposal.
My reason has nothing to do with the police department or even the issue at hand, but because I want to support the borough manager. I think the best thing that we've done as an assembly is hire Ms. Schnabel. It pained me to hear that she believed that this motion was somehow a refutation of her authority and her judgment.
In spite of these doubts about the proposal, assembly members Tom Morfitt and Brenda Josephson continued to support the idea. Morfitt said he was not concerned about being able to manage the police chief directly, but he thought the assembly should be able to hire and fire the police chief.
The person in that position, I think, very fairly needs to answer directly to the public because of the massive amount of power that's invested in that position.
The assembly took another vote on whether to make the police chief a borough officer. All were opposed except Josephson and Morfitt. Commercial salmon trolling in southeast Alaska is closed for 8 days around much of the region. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced the closure August 5th through the 12th. It's to allow coho salmon to return to the inside waters of southeast. The department typically calls a closure at this time of year. This one is a little longer than usual because of lower coho numbers. Starting August 13th, trollers can fish for king salmon again. A second summer opening targeting 25,000 Chinook is expected to last about 2 to 4 days. In the meantime, some areas around hatchery returns remain open to trolling, even with the region-wide closure. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.